Okay. A few interesting Gemaras tonight. We're at the beginning of the fourth parak on Daf Kof Ches Amud Aleph. Not right at the beginning, towards the beginning, in the Gemara. Tani Kerem Ravai. You see that? About five lines down in the Gemara. That's a guess. Might be four lines down. Tani Kerem Ravai. Tani Kerem Ravai, Mitzayo So Bixuza Sadoma. A Kerem Ravai, meaning one which of course needs a redemption because it's in its fourth year after it was planted, and it is signed or designated with, as such by putting their clumps of dirt, Shulushok, just like clumps of dirt are temporary, so too this is a temporary problem. Shel Orla, if you have an orchard which is actually Orla during the first 3 years, B'charosis, with pottery, B'chivra, which is white, Shuyos Mikan, which has more permanence. Shel Kivoros, if it actually is a graveyard, B'seed, use plaster, do Yoser Mikan, which is even more permanent, to indicate that, of course, graves are permanently prohibited until Tchias HaMeisim occurs. Tani, we learned, Rabbi Tachliva Ben Shol says...
This is just Eitz
HaTovah. Yeah, this is all Eitz HaTovah, right. Rabbi Tachliva Ben Shol says, Ima yu yichidos, if there were isolated trees, Tola ben Ozne Chavios, then you hang on them the handles of barrels to indicate that these trees are considered to be a problem. Again, a problem of Orla, right? They have so the handles hanging on the trees indicate the problematic nature thereof. Rabbi Zira asked, why do you give these reasons for the various different colors and materials? Lomali, nay, why do you give these? Omrin, we say, kol echad ve'echad l'fi mashu, that each one indicates its nature based on what it is. Ki'adadatari, as we learnt in a braisa. A long list of symbols. The Tani, we learned, Ilon Shel Hekdesh, a tree from of Hekdesh, Sokono Sobesikra. In order to indicate its status, you color it with red. Why with red? Because the Chuta Sikra on the Mizbeach was also made out of red and divided the top from the bottom. But the Avodah Zoreh, Mifach Minosom B'chomi, you mark them with coal to indicate they are dark as coal. Bais Menuga, the house which is afflicted by Taras, Noslov Efer Makla, you put on it burnt ashes or ashes from a fire, and to indicate that it itself has to be destroyed and turned into dust or ashes. Malkum Haruk, a place where a person was killed, from which you measure to the surrounding cities. Bedom, you measure with blood, that you indicate with blood. Malkum.
Understanding what are you doing with blood?
It's not necessarily human blood.
Where's the blood going?
It's in the gate spot from which you're measuring. Yeah, the starting point. Malcolm Aglarufa, a place where you slaughter an Aglarufa, which of course is forbidden to work. Bechagur shel avoni, with a pile of stones, indicate that you're not allowed to work there. Chosh lomar, so says more. Wait a minute. If that's the case, chosh lomar. If you indicate a tree with the red dye, so a person's going to be suspicious, or he's going to suspect rather that perhaps the problem here is that. Shumanavel Perosavu, that this is a tree which we just had this in Bavli a couple of days ago, a tree which is growing too fast, and the fruit is falling off the tree, and therefore you color with red. We send the Bavli to get people to daven for it. Remember we said that was in the court for the red band. We spoke about that a couple of days ago. So lichora, the red band is not a good sign of Hekdesh, because then people are going to think that's the type of tree you have to daven for. Says the Gemara, no. V'lo kein tani. Now, according to, I looked up this in the Mashbiach. The Mashbiach says this is a teretz. V'lo kein tani. Didn't we learn the Lev Yerushalayim, the parish I'm using here, does not learn it's a teretz, learns part of the kasha, but the Mashbiach works out better. V'lo kein tani. Didn't we learn Elon shumanaba peiros of a tree which makes its fruit dirty because it sheds it before its time? So good of sikra. Yes, it's true, you color it red, but also matini no soba avonim. You also put stones on it. When we're fasting land, we embarrass it. The other that it should do is that it should make make fruit, meaning that we slow down its growth. So it's actually going to keep the fruit on it by having strength set by the stones on it. So tamand lo yasir peiroi, because there it's in order that the fruit should not fall off. So therefore it's clearly indicated by virtue of the fact that there's stones all around it that this is a different type of simen, not the same type of simen. But here, diavad chatchila, here we're trying, here it's going, in we want it to produce fruit. So therefore, in this case, it's clear that there are no stones, and therefore one can obviously tell the difference between the one you want to pray for and the one which belongs to Hekdesh because it was consecrated as such. Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asks, we're on a Chav Tesla base now, but Rabbi Yonah boy, Rabbi Yonah asks, v'lomali non marin b'chut shos chut, why do we say a chut? B'chut shel sikra, so as I already told this to you outside, but the Gemara goes through it explicitly inside. Why do we say a string? B'chut shel sikra, a string of red zech l'mizbeach to commemorate the mizbeach. Kai did see it on, like we learned over there. B'chut shel sikra chogur b'emta, there's a string of red around the middle of the mizbeach. La'avchim b'dom elyon edoy tachtoni, to differentiate between the blood which has to be sprinkled below and above which is sprinkled on top. So therefore over here, Tai Reb Chia circle of Basikra Hek, well, here too we color in red, and Tani Reb Chia circle of Basikra Hekdesh. We write on it in the red Hekdesh. In other words, we use the red paint to write Hekdesh on the tree. That's how we know that the tree is Hekdesh. Rabbi Yosef Shin Gamliel, Amru Dover Echot, they both said the same thing. Just like Rabbi Yosef said, we don't care about cheaters. In other words, we're not concerned with them. Now, the case over there was a case where you come to an inn and you give the baal, the case is also there. Case of an inn. There's also a case of a mother-in-law there, but let's take the case of the inn. You come to an inn, you're bringing fruit to be cooked. So you give it to the innkeeperess to cook for you. So the Gemara there brings out one of the Tanoim held, or the Rabbanan held, I guess, that you have to mice that which you give her and that which you take back from her. Because she's chosha to switch. Okay, so therefore you have to mice that which you give and that which you take back. Rabbi Yossi argues, you don't have to give mice that which you give her. Why? Because if she switches, let her die. It's her problem for switching, right? So there we have the mice. What you give her, you give her tevel on the assumption that she won't take for herself, because she takes for herself, she's just putting herself in trouble. So in any event, what we see here is that Rabbi Yossi holds, we're not concerned with the person who's stealing. We're not concerned with the innkeeper who's stealing. Let her be chaya misa. And so too, Shin Gamliel said, we're not concerned our Mishnah with whoever's going to eat the fruit. The forbidden fruit, let them eat it and let them die as Rishoyim. So it's the same type of idea, right? Just like Rabbi Yossi said, we're not concerned with we're not responsible for the cheaters. Kain, so too, we're not responsible for the cheaters. Mistabra, it makes sense to say Rabbi Yossi, I do Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Yossi can see Zer Shin Gamliel. Where's Zer Shin Gamliel? Lo Yodi Rabbi Yossi. But Zer Shin Gamliel will not concede to Rabbi Yossi. How so? Rabbi Yossi, will concede to Zer Shin Gamliel. Shein Rachroi Laramroi, that we're not concerned with the cheaters. And therefore, let them eat the Karam Ravai or Net the Ravai, whatever it is. Rabbi Shin Gamliel, lo Yodi Rabbi Yossi. Zer Shin Gamliel will not concede to Rabbi Yossi. In the case of giving to the woman, the innkeeperess, why is that? Because there's a separate prohibition Or the rabbinic one, albeit, but the prohibition of giving the woman something which is not meiser, because she sees the Talmud Chacham is taking out of his house something which is not properly rectified. And that's an independent thing that he's supposed to probably rectify fruit or food which leaves his house. Okay?
Because that's specifically on
the Talmud Chacham. That's specifically on the Chover. Okay? Says Mar Minayin Litziyun. I know the concept of a grave marker. Rabbi Brechia, Rabbi Yaakov, Barbas Yaakov said, "B'shem Rabbi Chanunia de Brabiras Chavron," and Rabbi Yossi, Amar Lo, Rabbi Yaakov Barachov, "B'shem Rabbi Chanina the Dabras Chavron." He said it was a slightly different author, and Rabbi Yecheskel, Rabbi Uziel, Bereid Rabbi Chunia. This is a question of who said what. Not a question of substance here. But here's the substance. Taras goes around calling himself Tomei. He actually shouts out, I'm Tomei wherever he goes. So from this we learn out. An instruction to us, Kidei she'atuma koira melucha b'fiyah, that wherever you have truth, atuma, it's supposed to call out to you with its mouth, lomer s'lucha prosh, and tell you to separate yourself. Okay? So since that is the case, that's really what the fruit itself is indicating, that you separate yourself from them. Okay? Rabbi Hila b'shem. I mean, I said the fruit. I'm sorry, we're talking about a tune of a grave. What? Wherever there's tumah. There's tummy ikra. The tumah itself should call out to you and tell you that there's tumah there. Just like a material calls out and says, I'm tummy. So to the food, the kvarim needed tzion to tell us that they're kvarim and that it's also to walk there. Yes, he does. He has to go around calling out wherever he goes, Tomei. Yeah, okay, but some people came in chutz l'machna for various reasons. So they say, Ich bin Tomei. Okay? He doesn't have to say Yiddish. Okay. I never told you my brother's joke. I thought you've heard it. Some chassidim have the minhag that at the end of the Amichya they say, Amichya v'al kakola zok mirnisht. There's a suffix al kakola. My brother once said, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, his stomach came down and said, guys, when you make a bracha, achroin and make a bracha, Amichya v'al kakola zok mirnisht. So they asked him, Rebbe, what does Zakt Menisht mean? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I don't know, but that's what you're supposed to say. That's the way the bracha goes. All right. Says the Gemara. That's one interpretation of Tzion. They learn from Mitzora. Rabbi Hila, B'shem Rabbi Shul, Baram Nachman, learns out from a posuk in Yecheskel. Vav Roiv, it's those who pass through that will pass by. And they see a bone from a human being, and they should build by it a marker. Now, here it says etzem. You can't shoot signing out Thomas from here, you see. And you make a marker on bones. Adam, it says also Adam, a person. You can't shoot signing out Shedrog who goes. From here we learn out that to make a mark on a spine or on a skull. Ubana. Mikachim Tzayin 11 Kfuah. It says you should build it from here. We learn out that the marker should be set in the ground. Kavua. Imay Merat Al Tlusha. Why? Because if you say you should do it on a portable stone, Afiel Lechzim Tzayin Mokom Acher. So people are gonna, it's gonna go somewhere else. It's gonna roll somewhere else, and people are gonna assume that somewhere else is Tzayin. And here it's Tar. Etzlo, by it, b'mokom tara. In other words, the tzion should be around the kever, so you know where not to go. Not on the kever, because then you might already come too close. Okay? Tzion. From the word tzion we learn, mikan l'tzion. From here we learn out that it has to be a marker, as opposed to what do you think? If it has to be a marker, what do you think comes to oppose? No? Close? Not particularly close, actually. Not close. A headstone. Because a headstone doesn't mark the length of the grave. That's what it's not. That what? We said you put it in the ground, but we never said it's not a headstone. Okay? We said Tani, we learned Matzah Evan Achas Mitzuyenis. If you found a stone which seems to serve as a headstone, even though we don't normally do a headstone like that, my mother loved tummy. Some of you creates an oil over his tummy. Why? Because I know where I say Mace Mitsuyan Hoya no Saint Tachtel. And we stomach there was a mace underneath it. Hoyushtaim, what if there are two of those stones? A mile I lay in torso over each one of them. Somebody stands, he's tohar. We named Tommy between the two of them, it's Tommy. Why? Because they saved their two stones. Mistama, they demarcate the place between them where the mace is buried. Hayushtaim, if they, oh, we just did that. Hayachorosh benosayim, if, however, there's a plow which plowed between those two graves, and obviously there's nothing buried in between, otherwise the plow would have brought it up. Arenki echidos, in that case, I assume they're like solitary graves. Graves. Beinam, potzur. Among the two of them, it's exempt. A tohar. Yeah, beinam tohar. Among the two of them, it's between the two of them, it's tohar. Usvivo sayan, around them. No, here he changes the gear, so. B'tachtein, and underneath them are tummy. Why? Because, again, we're talking about a case where it was plowed in between, tummy, there's nothing buried there. So, therefore, under the two stones, there's something buried, not under the ground in between. Okay? Says the one tiny we learned that Mitzayin in Alabas are an amazing Gemara. You find dead flesh, you don't make a marker over it. Why Shemitzayin Alabas? Because maybe eventually the meat will decompose, so it's not a problem. Rabbi Yitzdi Bar Shunem Boy Kumi Rabbi Yimani Asfray Marav Lo Min Tzom Etami Taros Mafrei. Yes, but you're not retroactively making all the taros tome which were done when the meat was there. Why are you not mitzayin it? He gives an equally amazing answer. Amalei, so he says Mutav Shis Kalkulu Ba'olusha. I'll advise that they should just get ruined for that short amount of time by Kalkulu Ba'olam and not be ruined for all time. In other words, when they're talking about this piece of meat from dead flesh in the ground or on the ground, so you don't make a tzion on it. Hi! If you don't make a tzion on it, somebody's going to come by and step on it or bring tires over it. Yes, but better that temporary problem should arise than permanently people should walk there and think that there's tumor whereas there really isn't. So here the long-term chumah would be a problem. It's easier to do a kula. Why is that? Because if people think it's tumah, it's not really tumah, then people are going to come to burn truma on the basis of walking there. That's very bad. We don't want them to do that, right? So therefore, long-term, we give it a status of at least the best of Suffolk. Yes?
You're sure that there's no bone connected to
it? Right. They'll tell you about where we don't know. Or the majority of bones are not there. There's still not Matami Tumasoa. Neither the majority of the bones. Majority of the spine, majority of the of the skull. Right. Okay. Chevraya Amre. Chevraya said, the Chavayin the Beis Medrash said, Yosom Rosh Hagamli of Akash Rabbanon. Rosh Hagamli said he only make the marking in the seventh year, because then people are entitled to come collect, right? And not in the other years, because then they're stealing. It's a good Akash Rabbanon. Says the Gemara, no, it's not such a good question on Rabbanon. Wait a second. When does a person make the mark? During the day. When is the mark discernible? During the day. When do the thieves come? At night. So what good does your sign do? Again, lo b'yomim mitzayim v'lo b'laylu gonev. No. Mi bayom. When do they case the joint? They case the joint during the day. At that time, they'll see that it's a forbidden substance. So they won't come back anymore. So that's what he says here. From the day. Like Rechina said, the burglar burgled or dug tunnels into the house at night in darkness. During the day, they sign the doors in which they're going to work, and therefore they never see the light because they're always so busy. So the Gemara is saying here that the burglars also go during the day. They're not just there at night. That's why we might be going by the day, because they're not just night people. I mean, we're still commercial that we don't, but that's the idea. So says the Gemara, Miyom Chos Mulamo. From that day, they signed on them that way. Because this is what the people of Dor Mabul do. They would make a mark where their stuff, valuable stuff, was with a green tab. They come and steal at night. Okay, never trust those Galileans. Okay, so it says the Gemara. Very interesting thing. Not a said question, a statement. It should be kad. Kadosh Rabbi Chinah b'Tipori, when Rabbi Shimon b'Darshan is going to Tipori, is avid klas mil chatirin batim. 300 houses were stolen that night. Why burgled that night? Why are they burgled? Because he taught them an eitzah. How to be a good burglar, right? Case the joint during the day and then steal at night. That night, 300 houses were burglarized in that city. Okay? I'll let you take that and imply that as any way you want. Let me just get a cup of coffee on that. I'm not sure I understand the question. Why did he darshan it there? No, he darshan it because he thought they wouldn't steal. Right.
Was it also center of Roman influence?
Probably. There was Cyprus. It has this the Roman name, so I assume it does. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know for sure. If he had signed, ask the Gemara. When Mamish Tapuchov Tesimalav now. The Italian. Let him make a mark that this is Kerem Revai instead of being redeeming it. Why does he have to redeem it? Let him make a mark so people won't take it. In Mitzuyinu Heich Nikra, the truth is, if he does make a sign, what is he called? Tzanua. He's called a humble, good person. But he doesn't have to be Mitzayin. He doesn't have to go out and take the trouble. Rabbi Yochanan said, Aser Shingam says, that you can redeem whatever the Anim are going to collect that day. That's quite command Amar Lis Tuseir. That's what Bruce says by nightfall. This is the case in Lekut Shechem Peah. If you're afraid the Anim are going to take too much, more than they're allotted to, so you're allowed to be Micah Tanai and say whatever they take will be Hefker. This is not for your benefit, this is just for Anim's benefit, so they don't become thieves. Okay, so Shingon says that this has to be taken at night, this oath, at the end of this pidyon. At the end of the day. Why is that? Because otherwise you come into a problem of brera. In other words, if you say during the day, you say that you say I'm an ass that whatever they collect today will be hefker, So then, you know, it's a brero. It's not chal on anything specific. It doesn't take effect on anything specific at the time that you made the statement. It's left to be clarified later on. That's a brero. If you say that evening, whatever they collected today should be hefker, so it's not brero, because at that point it's already clarified. Okay, is that clear? Favorite topic, well, after people. So, so Mishnah says you have to say this at night. Okay, well, actually, Rabbi Yochanan says that which Rosh Hashanah Gamliel said you do this is at night, and that's like the opinion which says that Litusei Erev, you have to do this at nightfall. The night after, right. Rabbi,
Rabbi Deiso.
Oimer, koma shalik to anim, the anything the anim collected should be hefker. Beino emelito anim ben amor, among the sheaves is hefker. Areyu hefker. Rabbi Deiso says you even do it at the beginning of the day, because the old prayer is okay. Rabbi Yehuda merlito say erev, it's got to be at night or the evening, because it can't be brera. When you're compelled to make hefker, this is not called hefker. And you don't have to worry about it because they're not concerned with the cheaters. So here you're compelled to make hefker, right? Because you don't really want to make it hefker. You're just doing it in order to avoid their transgressing an aveira. It's not a valid form of hefker. Hefker is only at when it's without any coercion whatsoever. It can't be going, Rav Shimon Gamliel's statement on Mishnah cannot be going like the opinion which holds that you do it Shachris. They can do it in the morning. Why is that? Because it should be instead of Mevaker, or Shpoida. Can a person redeem when it's still connected to the ground? Or do you want to show you're saying, according to Shin Gamliel, you redeem while it's still in the ground? That cannot be. There's no redemption of Maitre Sheni or Karam Ravai or whatever it is when it's still in the ground. It's got to be severed. So therefore, when does the Shin Gamliel say you can make this tonight? Not in the morning before they collect, because now it's severed, but only in the evening after they've collected already. Says the Gemara further. Or maybe you hear me say, if you come on the Marshachrisasio. You can even go into the paint that you can do this in the morning before they collect. The lab or Shingam Lili is the same as Shingam Lil. Well, the oid, it should be ha. Vote ha islam, Shikhosu Shah Maitre Shani, who pid yoinoi. Shingam Lil holds that when is Maitre Shani redeemed? If you gave money to me, and I'm going to be pulled in the Maitre Shani with that money. So when is the time, when does the pinyon take effect? At the time that you're Moshech, the Maizer Sheni, when you do Mashiach on it. Now in the money exchange, and when the Mashiach occurs later on. So to here, it can work in the morning, and I could say, let it happen when it's redeemed. When they pull it out of the ground. I just flubbed up. Let's try that again. Just like over there by Meister Sheni. If we're doing it through a Mashiach, even if I prepaid, it's still not considered to be part of it until the Mashiach occurs, but then it takes effect. So to hear the pidyon can be stated and take effect later. Basically boiling it down to a test, it's Brewa works by this type of pidyon activity. Brewa doesn't work by Choshe Mishma practice, but it works by pidyon. So therefore, just as I could say, here's the money, when I do the Mashiach will be the pidyon, so too I could say, here is the time when I'm standing and making the pidyon on whatever's going to be collected later on. Do you see the comparison?
I do.
Dr. Spill, do you see it?
So your prayer takes place in the context of truma, whether in the barrel you truma or not truma.
Yeah, so it can't be the difference between chash and mishpat and your tail. Valid point. I'm not sure how to answer it. Okay. Yes, here it would have to be something else, which I can't figure out off that. But it's a valid point. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said,
cases where you can make it's still in the ground where you can make the field.
Hefker, yes, but not pidyon. Here you have to be podet, but still on the ground. That you cannot do.
They don't actually think there's a custom on the pidyon.
No. I don't see anything here. I saw some where it was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, he doesn't read that. Just a Tosefta. I don't know. Doesn't say where it's from. Or what the pasuk is. No idea. Okay, says more. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Vine of a Kam Lo. This is the Kam Lo meaning. Literally, rice him. If you saw a loaf rushing down the river, you said this loaf should be hekdesh. Does it work? Of course not, right? It's not yet yours. It's rushing down the river. It's hefker. It's not yours. You can make it hekdesh. So says the Gemara. Well, here too, it's the same thing. We have to clarify that it's the same thing here. Why is it the same thing? Because here too, in essence, well, it's really the converse of it. In essence, what you're doing here is you're saying, let this be mechulo when it's taken out of the ground. Let's say in the ground that already in your it's no longer your domain. So like over there, you can't be makdish. Something flowing down the rivers, it's not yet in your domain. Here to have to be pulled out, whatever they collect, it's already out of your domain. Same idea, right? You can't be pulled there, mocking something which ain't yours. Over there we say that
it was never yours to begin with, just flowing down the river.
Right, but here you made it tonight that when's the pidyon going to take place? When they collect, is it already yours anymore to make the pidyon? So that's the connection. You know, the Gemara doesn't answer what you're answering. I understand your answer. It's a nice answer. Gemara gives a different answer. Gemara actually doesn't give a good answer. I think Gemara gives a well. You'll see. Instead of asking if he would hold it in Shacharis, Tikshay, Kashi Asalamanda Marlitu Seyerim. Ask on the one who holds by nightfall. In other words, by him it's worse, right? It's totally after it's collected. I mean, Mela in the morning, you could say that it's like some sort of condition that would, since I have it now, so now it's Meiser based on whatever is going to be clarified later on. But at nightfall, how can be Meiser, whatever, how can it be Poida? I said Meiser. How can you be Poida everything which is left of the field as of yet? What is that, anything which they collected already? How could that be? The moment they collected it, left your shoes, how are you going to be Poida? Yes? Can't be retroactive. In the morning, I could say it's still mine. It's basically your question, I guess. You know, thinking about it's really your question. It's phrase more complex. In the morning, it's still mine. So that I can understand. Maybe I'll say that whatever I'm playing it whenever they collect it later on in the day. But in the end night, according to Manu Mosesli, to say every night is the mind to go and stand there and say I'm playing it retroactively. What good does it do? It's milim ba'alma. It's just plain words, right? Babbling. So says Marmalay Mandisli to say of late lately in the Kutcha. I tell you the truth. The one who holds that whenever you that you can do it at night, holds that whatever your point it doesn't have to be yours. It'll be mizak opinion to somebody else. So it's taka true. It's not according to him, it's not a problem. Because he holds that you can do it even if it's in the hands of the goslin. Now, I don't mean it's not yours altogether. That was a faux pas on my part. What I meant is that it's not Bishuscha, because it doesn't belong to the Goslin. The Goslin stole it, right? It's just not right now under your jurisdiction. But it is still the title, any stolen goods, the title is still the owner's, right? So he holds you can do it even though it's not in your Rishus. It's not in your jurisdiction. Right, because he didn't make Yish, precisely the point. That's right. So he can still do it. That's correct. Okay? So we left the Shver, left this dangling. How he can stand in the morning and say whatever's going to be redeemed, because whatever's going to be collected, because at the moment it's collected, it's already ois yours. So how can you do it? So you have to say some form of what you said before. That's really the case. You have to say that somehow or another, it's chal now retroactively, I guess maybe, with some quasi-brayer type of mechanism. But it's a problem the more never fully addresses it. Okay? Kerem Revai, Chof Tes Mabez. Kerem Revai, Eile Li Yushalayi, Malchi Yemichol Chotzat. If you live within a day's walk of Yerushalayim on any side of Yerushalayim, you have to bring a Kerem Revai up to Yerushalayim. Why? We'll see in the Gemara. Vezi Tchuma, what is the boundary of this? Oh boy. I'm going to finish early tonight. Vezi Tchuma, what is the boundary? Eilat mina darom. Guess what? It's not our Eilat. Because our Eilat is much too far. Eilat's chutz la'aretz, right. Eilat mina darom. Vakrabahez. We don't want our Eilat to be part of Eretz Yisrael, considering what they do there. Okay. Vakrabah mina tzavon. And then what? V'lud mina marav. And that is Pashas where Lud is today. It's one day's walk. It's about 40 miles.
40 miles.
10 parsos, exactly. From Alosa Shachar to Tzeizuk Kochodim. That's what the Gemara says in Pesachim, work for 10 parsels in a day. I'm not making this up. Okay, says the Gemara, Vayardin and the Jordan mean a Mizrach on the east side. Mishraba pears when there were more than enough fruit coming up Yerushalayim. Yiskino they made a takone sheyen iftes samuch lachoim other shbirtim immediately adjacent to the wall, even right outside the wall. You don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim. But tonight over there, they made a condition in the matter. What was the condition would they make? Amos I shiyu too if they ever want. And when they want, Yachzor devil chamoshoye goes back and reverts. And they have to bring it into Yerushalayim proper, not redeem it. Once the base is destroyed, that's when this condition took effect. What's the Tanai? When the base of Hamikdash rebuilt speedily in our days, then the matter goes back to what it was at the time. What he means is that when did they stop bringing it into Yerushalayim? After the Churban. When will they have to start bringing it back into Yerushalayim again? When the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt. Okay? If anything, it would be a riot against Kedushas Mikdash. Yeah, but we don't use it for that purpose. Kerem Revai. A vineyard in its fourth year. Beis Shamrim in Lo Chomesh. When you redeem, you don't have to add on a fifth. Vein Lo Bior, you don't have to do Bior, meaning that you don't have to bring it to Yerushalayim every third year. Bisomrim Yeshlo, it does. You have to add a chomesh, and you have biur. Bisomrim Yeshlo per Yeshlo los. Bisham says it doesn't have the status of kedusha at all, so therefore it has peritonolos. It has fruit which belongs to anim. Bisomrim per anim per latzum and anim redeem it for themselves. The owner could press it all, not leave anything over for the aniyim. Why is that? Because according to Beis Hillel, it's considered to be bona fide kedusha, and therefore the aniyim have no portion thereof, because aniyim only get a portion from bona fide chulin. Says what? Rabbi Ila said, why would they originally bring it up to Yerushalayim? All the way. And I redeem outside Yerushalayim. Because they used to make wine under pure conditions for the Nesach. So there was no other wine, wasn't a lot of other grapes in Yerushalayim. Because there's so much demand for making the Nesachim. They made a takara that they should bring up for to Yerushalayim from all sides. One day. I asked them, what good does that do? They'll distribute them to their relatives, to the shchenin and their neighbors, whom you adore, and their acquaintances. It says more, nonetheless, a few dover kaloya ma'atir sashuk. Even something light can adorn the marketplace. In other words, really, as the Bavli puts it, the primary reason why they brought the menachos, why they brought the Meiser Sheni, is not for the wine of the Sochim, right? That came from the Beis HaMikdash's funds, right? So therefore, what it means here is that after all said and done, I mean Karen Bravai. After all said and done, you want to have enough adornment for the shuk. I'm not making myself clear. Let me try it again. When it says that it said in the Mishnah that they didn't order that there should be enough for the sochim. Says in the Brisa that they're doing it in order to be ma'atar zashuk, that there should be plenty of grapes in Yerushalayim. Right? So the truth is, they're not mutually contradictory positions. What that means is that in order to. I don't know why I said anything about that. It's not relevant where the money came to buy it from. The bug went to Beis HaMikdash. In order there should be additional amount for everybody else, so that's why they brought it up to Shulam. Okay. Hard to plead on the Kiyay. This is the most amazing one we've had in Yerushalayim so far. At least that's my vote. Ready? Hard to plead on the Kiyay. This Mishnah argues on the Kiyay. Because this Gemara Mishnah says that Lud is the walk of one day from Yerushalayim. Nikiei was a shamish in the city of Migdol. What happened once is Migdol Tzavaya.
There is a town called Migdol.
Yeah, this is Migdol Tzavaya. In Migdol Tzavaya. B'chol aruva shuva. I don't think it's there. It's from Sechter Shvi'is now, man. Every Erev Shabbos, mean to have Ovid Kindloi, once he prepared his candles, it must be Latin. Havasoi, he went Shavas to acquire a place. Shavas means to acquire Shvitza, but Beis Makdash on the Beis HaMikdash. Vinochis, and he came home, which was further away from Lud, Umadlik Lon, and lit the candles. So we see that much more, you can travel much more distance in one day. Vistarmin, and some say, Safarevo. He was a Mlame Tinokos, he was a Rebbe. B'chol Chuvah Shabbos, Havasaliki would go up to Pashat Sidroi and arrange the books, Lebeis HaMikdash and Lebeis HaMikdash, Vinochi Shabbos Reveisin, and then he would go home and spend Shabbos at home, or at least begin Shabbos at home. So he's here even for much further from Yerushalayim again one day. Once you're in this Maisa, to Toi the Mahalulu, a certain individual, to your Toi from Mahalulu, have a solik shavis lego beis makdashah. He would go and spend Shabbos in the base of Erev Shabbos. He would go to spend time in the base of Mikdash. And Spend Shabbos in Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
V'lo hava barnash katzetenos ekadmoy minei. And Sunday morning there was no fig grower who cut his figs before who was a tutoy. So we see that if for him, even though he lived further away from Yerushalayim than Lud and Mahalalu, he was able to go to Yerushalayim in one day on Friday and come back very, very quickly by the time Friday Motzei Shabbos morning came around. No, it's not. You'll see. Benot Tzipori, the daughters of Tzipori, have a Saki Tzipori. You know where Tzipori is?
I don't know.
What?
Near
Haifa. Oh, right. They would go and spend Shabbos Beis HaMikdash every week. And they would get home Sunday morning before anybody else got around to cutting their dates. Cutting their figs. But now it's Lod. The daughters of Lod, how you lush was these sosan? They would need their dough for Chal Erev Shabbos. Va'elos is balos and go up to Bidavin in Yerushalayim in the Beis Hamikdash. The yoldos and shiv, they would go back to Lod Achloch Mitzvah before the dough fermented. Chad Barnosh, certain individual, have a koyim. He was standing, radek plowing, in Eretz Yisrael. Paskis to Riso Kumoi. His oxen broke away in front of him. In other words, they broke out of the yoke. Have a pari. He was running. The cow was running. Vupori peor. He was running after pari paraya. Oh, wait, that can't be right. Somehow that's what it means, yeah. Have a purse, vupari peira, vupari, and he ran after them, adishtakach, until he found them, Yossi Bebovel, sitting in Bovel. So he got very quickly to Bovel from Eretz Yisrael. Amalai, so they said to him, Amos Nafkas, where did he leave Eretz Yisrael? Amalai, so he said to them, Yom Adain today. And they said, Bahadaya itasa atisa. In what road did you get here so quickly? Amrlon Bedor. So they said to him with this one. Amrlay, so they said to him, Isan Cha Isa Chamelon, go show it us. Nafak boy Mechami wanted to go out and show them the Lo Chokim, and he couldn't recognize the way in which it came. Bahai Dodo. So says Mar, Vlochachim Bado, I didn't know which one he came. God, period. Da Miklada Pliga. So must, locally, no, it's getting wrong. Vlochachim Bado, Da Miklada Pliga, and any event to this, you see, Lucharit Mach, Lok Zimatias. No! Afi Lute, my Losu Pliga, it's not arguing. Michilos Hoyu Venignazu. There are special tunnels to go to Yerushalayim. And they were hidden away, like the Temple Mount tunnel, right?
Oh,
man, bypass roads. Huh? So the bottom line is, Yerushalmi says for the Rebbe that there were mechilos. They had special pathways to go. They say that the Baal Shem Tov used one of those ones to get there to show the Groy. I forget which one, but they're mechilos. A special bypass roads to go underneath. The Groy didn't get there, but he tried to take one. One of the special bypass roads.
I understand using these bypass roads because they were understocked for the mitzvah. The last one about chasing those cows.
No, he happened to him by chance. That's the point. He got into the tunnel. I don't know if it's a tunnel or a time warp or something. You know, it's a wormhole, it's called in astronomy. I don't know what it is, but he got through one of these things, yeah.
When you spend
all
their
shots in the
face of
the Yerushalayim, you don't have to spend the Yerushalayim. Hod the tema, although you see, that's not what it says. The Rachai, Godal, the Rachai, because it's Hashem. Fenced off my pathways in stone. The Sivo Sai, my straight roads, Ivo, he distorted. Period. Rabbi Yoina, B'Shem Rabbi Yezira said, this is going back to that which it said on the Mishnah, that you can redeem stuff out to Yerushalayim. as long as you're going to answer your slime, Rabbi. Yazir said, "Afilu, I'm ashamed, Rabbi Shem. Yazir, Afilu, Karam Shaya, Samuk, Lechaima, Yenifta. Even if the Vinay Tov is right outside the wall, it's still redeemed. We're still redeemed."
Romans, ancient roads to 48
I guarantee you, he didn't find these.
Right.
He didn't look far. He didn't look far enough. Okay. Says Mara. Speaking of Yadin, I've always been annoyed at him that he never, he nor anybody else has ever excavated Beit Har. I find that inexcusable.
So, they've never done it.
I don't understand. I really don't understand. No, it's a city. Okay. Says more further. Another interesting war. Amrav Achaz of Samaris, by virtue of the fact that Gemara says we have to be afraid that Beis Hamikdash should be rebuilt, and people are not going to realize that they're supposed to bring up the Karam Ravad Yushalayim. Amrav Achaz by Zosamaris, from here we've learned that Beis Hamikdash also Ibonas Kodem Malchus Beis David. Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt before the house of David returns, because once the house of David returns, so they'll pass Kana Lochus for us, right? By virtue of the fact that Kana is the Ramban or the Rambam? Because I saw the Rambam holds this way. Oh no, the Rambam holds the exact opposite. Sanhedrin comes first. Yeah, sorry.
Let's go ahead there. Yeah.
So that's similar to this, that's true. So it says the Gemara, how do we know this is true? Oh no, it's a question. Ksiv, it should be Hoksiv. Yeah, Vahoksiv. Doesn't it say Vidam Einov Tishto Chemer? Dam Einov is going on Mashiach. That when Mashiach comes, the grapes will be very lush and pleasant on the vine. So it says the dam ena tishta chomer. That says the beginning of the pasuk. At the end of the pasuk, it says, tishta chemer. He says is the wine for the nesachim. So since it says first the
what does it say first? What?
Says what? No, it's here. I'm sorry. I was confused. Vaksi v'dam einov, that's the B.S. Mashiach, because Mashiach is coming and is going to make all the grapes very productive. Afterwards it says, Tishtel Chomer, that you're going to build the Beit HaMikdash where you have the drinking of the wine in the form of the Sachim. So you see the exact opposite, right? That first it's Sanhedrin or Mashiach, and then afterwards the Beit HaMikdash. Saki said the opposite, and the Gemara does not answer. So we have both these opinions brought down in the Rishon. What's built first, Beis Hamikdash or the Gula? Yeah. Yeah, it's difficult anyway. Everybody's difficult. You have the pasuk teaches that. I gave you more or less Mashbiach. Right. But that's what the Mashbiach and the Ritbaz also explain. The Damena means the great abundance of wine which will be at the time because of the bracha in Eretz Israel.
What about the
that's not according to this. It's a Rashi somewhere, Josh. Argues in the Zushana. Okay. Says Moratani. We learned. Rebbe says, Bamed voim amurim. When do you have to, or when,
let's scan back on.
Oh, this is going when Ma'aser Sheni doesn't have a chomish, according to Beis Shammai. So When is it true they don't eat that a chomesh, a fifth? B'shar, according to Beishamay, b'shvias, during Shemitah. Because during Shemitah, there's nobody to whom to pay off to. Because nobody owns it. B'shar, shnei shavua, every other year of the Shemitah cycle, Beishamay, yesh lo chomesh, yesh lo bior. You have to pay a chomesh, and you also have to get rid of it when it's good, when there's no more left. According to these Tanoim, they're learning Netter Vai from Meiser Sheni. It's just like there's no Meiser Sheni in Shemitah. The Kavasa ain't Netter Vai, so there's no Netter Vai, no fourth year planting in Shemitah. So if that's the case, the obvious question is, let it not have Kedusha at all. You're saying that it doesn't have Biur and it doesn't have a chomesh, because it's Shemitah year, and Shemitah year there's no Meiser Sheni. So why, if that's the case, why is it Kodesh at all? Why is there any Kedusha? Says the Gemara, Kedusha Samela, if it's Kedusha Kaman Zon. What's a Kedusha Kaman Zon? Lom du Kodesh Hilulim. They learned that from Kodesh Hilulim. Netter Ravai is called, or Kam Ravai is called Kodesh Hilulim. Holy of praise. It's like Kodesh in which you read the Hallel. That it has Biur, and that you have to add Chomesh. That we learn from Meiser Sheni. And that during Shemitah we can't learn, because during Shemitah there's no what? There's no Meiser Sheni. There's no tithes of any sort whatsoever. So during Shemitah we can exempt your Netta or Kamer Ravai from a Chomesh and from Biur. But that it's holy, that's learned out independently for the puzzle of Kodesh Hilulim, that it's good and holy for praises. So that continues even during the Shemitah year. Okay? So it's Kodesh during Shemitah year, just doesn't require beer or... Sure. Yeah, you redeem it. Same with Meister Shea. Okay? I don't understand. If you're going to say that it's not true, but true, Netter Kam Ravai, let an onen mutit, let an onen eat it. Let it be mutit for an onen, right, who just first day of his avelus. Yet, Tani Kodesh, we learn Kodesh. Oh, this is an answer. Tani Kodesh, Magid Shuas Aloin. It's called holy, anything holy, which is also to anoint. Yeah, he changed it to Kodesh, right? The Gra changed the Kodesh, you know, everybody else. V'yei chai b'biur, let it be chai of in biur. During the Shemitah year, I think. What? He says it's learned out from Bikurim, because the previous pasuk of Kodesh is from Bikurim. So here we say if it's learned out of Bikurim, it's Yichayv and Biur. Says more, you know what? Begin Rabbi Shimon, the Rabbi Shimon pointed me at Biur. This way, according to Rabbi Shimon, who says that you're exempt from Biur when it comes to Netter Vai. He holds no Netter Vai anyway. No Biur by that anyway. Only by Mitzvahs, not by Kerem or Netter Vai. Let it be redeemed when it's still connected to the ground. Now, this is an interesting thing. We learned that you're not allowed to be put in Meiser Sheni or Netter Ravai when it's still connected to the ground. That's true. But maybe during Shemitah year it should be different. Because during Shemitah year, what? Well, not just Hefka, which is a good Svara, but all bets are off, right? It doesn't have the normal parameters. So it says it doesn't have Biur or Chomesh, so it should also be exempt from. Why? It should be exempt from Biur, from Pidyon, or at least it should be not exempt from Pidyon. It says, should be redeemed, but let it be redeemed when it's still connected to the ground. Okay? The Gemara does not answer the question. Leaves it there. Okay? This is where I got up to and prepare. We could stop. What? We could wing it because it's a long blot.
And it's going to be grueling, so might as well just wing it.
Tani, Shingam Leomer. Shingam Leomer says, Echot Shviz, Vechot Shash Neshavua, both by during Shemitah and the rest of the years, Beishamer Rim, Ein Lo Chomesh, Vein Lo Bi, or like we said in the Mishnah, you don't, on Net Kerem or Net Revai, you don't pay a fifth, and you don't have a beer. I'll die, you don't have to get rid of it. By the way, beer is every third and sixth year. Every third and sixth year, you have to tally up all your mitzvahs and square away everything with going through Sholeim. You know, give all your mitzvah sheni, mitzvah roeni, you know, and even mitzvah roeni, mitzvah rishon for the last 3 years. So there's no such halacha by beer. No such halacha by netar or kerem revai. Okay, despite the similarities, it doesn't apply. So says the Gemara, "How daiti do adin tani lulam nu netar revai? We mitzvah sheni kolikor." Sounds like according to this Tana, they didn't learn netar revai from mitzvah sheni at all. That we already said. It's Kedusha, it's from itself. Kodesh Hilulim. Kodesh Hilulim, which means our Reu Kodesh. It's like Kodesh Hakoyim Olam is a Halo. In which you learn, we read Halo. But let it be Mutter for an Onain. So again, here we have an amendation. Tani Kodesh, it says it's Kodesh, it's like Hektish, which teaches us Magi Chuosu Lone, it's forbidden for owning. V'yechai Yavibiyor, so says the Gemara, once you're learning Kodesh. Now this word Kodesh. This word Kodesh is written by Onin, by Bikurim. So yeah, if it's like Bikurim, v'yechai bebiur, it should be like Bikurim, which every third year you have to kick out, you know, get rid of. So the Gemara doesn't seem to answer that. Let it be redeemed. It's still connected to the ground if it's not learnt out from Meister Shani, Rabbi Zira boy. No, it doesn't answer. Doesn't answer. Just like before. It seems to be repetition of more before. Rabbi Zira boy kumi Rabbi Avo. Minayin shutom pi de pidyon. You know what? I have an internal drasha to teach you that Meister Shani requires pidyon. Not that Nether Vai requires pidyon. Not just a hekish to Meister Shani. How do you know it's it says about net Kerem Revai? Kodesh Hilulim. What is Kodesh Hilulim? Kodesh Hilulim. Kodesh of redemption. Why? Because very often the rabbis darshan hein ches interchangeably have a similar thing by soita where it says hina ki, be cleansed if you drink the water. It's a chazal darshan chin ki, suffocate if you drink the water, be strangled if you drink the water. Okay. Tani Rabbi Ivu by Nagi Kumi Rabbi. You know what? That's enough. Enough winging for this evening. I'm gonna quit while I'm ahead, literally.